and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Hey, it's Anna.
And it's Raven.
This is the After the Verdict podcast, where we revisit a couple who has been on the Honda of Westport Couples Corp and see how things have been going.
This is what the problem was.
Brianna, what's going on today?
Hi. Well, I actually have beef with this officer who gave my daughter a ticket wrongfully, which I am 100% sure of. I know for a fact that it was out of revenge, and I want to go down to that station and call him out on his blatant abuse of power. But my daughter Allie was targeted because she broke up with her boyfriend, who just so happens to be the son of the cop who gave her the ticket. And I don't think his son took it very well when Allie Pally started dating her current boyfriend, and this cop obviously used terrible judgment when he wrongfully slapped my daughter with the ticket because his son was dumped for someone better.
Wait, hold on. What was the ticket for?
It was for speeding, which my daughter never does. Like, she's got a perfect driving record.
I mean, she's a teenager. She's been driving like 10 seconds.
She's been driving for 2 years.
And so what do you want to do?
She's never had anything on her driving record before. She's always a safe driver. Like, I've driven with her. I mean, I know that I'm a terrible driver. I'm very proud of the way that Allie drives. But my husband doesn't think that that's possible. He does not think that this could possibly be at revenge.
You want us to convince your husband that you should be allowed to file a complaint against the police force for giving your daughter the speeding ticket?
Absolutely. I mean, like, a ticket would tarnish her spotless driving record and make our premiums go up. So this cop is punishing our whole entire family because his son's heart got a boo-boo. I'm not going to stand for that.
Are you kidding me? She called you guys to weigh in. Oh, okay. She's being totally crazy. There's no way this cop targeted our daughter in some revenge scheme over his son getting broken up with. That's ridiculous. Allie was probably speeding. It's not that big of a deal. It's a speeding ticket. It teaches her a valuable lesson in life. Let her ride the bus for a couple months or, you know, we can punish her in all sorts of ways, make her pay the ticket, but she needs to learn to live up to the responsibilities. And my wife seems to think she doesn't.
And this is what the audience thought.
Hey, Ann and Raven, it's Michael from Greenwich, and I've got to say she is absolutely crazy. Go with the husband on this one. Let it go.
I feel like she's on to something, but you know what? She can't confront a police officer straight on, and she has to go through the court system.
Well, I'm definitely on my husband's side, and I just heard on the radio somebody else hit it on the spot. Unless that woman was with her daughter, and she just believes the daughter that she wasn't speeding, the woman's an idiot.
Oh, I am definitely siding with the father. I don't think guys or women become cops just to give out tickets to 18-year-old girls who were probably speeding.
And then there was the verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Wally, our audience agreed with you. Brianna, we understand that you're upset and you're worked up, but people thought that confrontation is really, really not a good idea in the long run for anyone. If your daughter wants to fight the ticket, that's one thing, but you getting involved, nope.
Thank you. That is the voice of reason.
I just don't understand, Wally, how you can just sit back and let our daughter be a victim of this.
She's not a victim. She's not being victimized.
You walk into a police headquarters talking the way you are, as fired up as you are, there's a good chance that you're probably going to get arrested.
Okay, I mean, I can sit back and I can let myself cool down a little bit, but I still don't feel like I just can't in good conscience just let this go.
Well, I think, Brianna, you need to relax. I understand as a mom you want to jump in and protect your daughter as much as possible, but she's an adult and she can fight this on her own. And I don't think confronting a police officer is probably the best way to do it.
Right.
I would actually strongly advise against that.
Yes.
I guess we're just going to have to use
the people have spoken, Bree. We agreed that we would listen to what the people said. So
Okay, I'm listening. I will listen to what the people said.
They're joining us again to talk about what happened after the verdict. So, what happened?
I had a little bit of time to cool down.
Okay, good.
That's good.
And from the new perspective, I think we kind of took your advice and let Allie fight this ticket for herself. So her court date's not for a couple of weeks, but she is going in to confront the cop through the proper channels, which I think is the good lesson here.
Yeah, and we're not going to be there for her court date. She's doing this on her own.
Well, that's good.
That's right. She's 18. She can do this.
All right. Well, I like your newfound confidence. Best of luck to you.
Right.
And her.
I don't know. 18, I think my parents still would have came with me, though, to court. I'm just saying.
You're probably right. But
yeah.
If mom was as fired up as Bree was, maybe it's best to leave him at home.
All right. Thanks, guys, for joining us back again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.